This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, band meeting. Brett.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Also yes.
Murray, present. Of course. Right. Oh, yes, item one.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Man, you guys were hilarious.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How come you don't have your own podcast?
But we did years ago, but we couldn't get an audience.
Yeah, we may as well have been on NBC.
Hi-ho.
Well, you know, things have changed. I mean, if you get on a podcast network, podcasts can lead to a book deal, which can lead to a basic cable holding deal, which can lead to Hulu, which leads to Amazon, which leads to a Golden Globe speech where you're thanking the trans community.
I like all of those things.
Except Amazon. They gave Woody Allen a show and they wouldn't take my humidifier back.
And now.
Okay, so, I'm about to really lose it. So I'm going to go to my office and masturbate.
Ooh.
And when I come back, I'd love to hear some ideas.
Our feature presentation.
That is not what you want first thing.
No.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 25th of October. I was thinking yesterday we should have gotten the band back together because we're in a new building.
Uh-huh. You think we got the room?
I think, well, it's not just that we have the room, it's that we have neighbors who will be super annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, there's like a law office above us or
right.
something. They're not chill for rock and roll at 5:30 in the morning.
So the Mega Millions, we didn't win.
No.
But the Powerball was last night.
Yeah.
And Jensen, you have the numbers that we picked?
I do, okay. Yeah. Let me
These
bring
are the numbers them. That we gave out for people to win the lottery.
And remember that this was not... It's an original intention.
Right.
Like, we thought that this was the Mega Millions win.
Right.
But let's just go over it.
Okay.
3.
Yes, that's a match.
15.
No.
22.
Yes, that's a match.
29.
No.
33.
No.
9.
No. We got 2.
2's pretty good.
What do we get for that?
What does it mean?
I think we...
Like $10,000 or like...
Maybe like a couple of other tickets?
I don't even think you get that. I don't think you win anything.
But how many times do you go in 2 or more numbers?
I don't think I've done that in a very long time.
I know
time.
That I haven't ever.
Oh.
I just keep looking at it and going, they're not. Why aren't they using the same numbers I'm using? None of them ever come up.
Well, we hit 2.
We got 2
we're
of them,
on a roll,
for God's
you guys.
Sake. Did anyone win the Powerball? I didn't see.
I didn't see either.
Oh.
But if the Powerball moves up,
right?
We could always come up with more questions.
More numbers?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, what questions in a sense of being like, why did you pick this?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because I picked it because, obviously, Smash Mouth.
Of course.
That was my reason.
And your reasoning behind that was?
Well, it All-Star hit number one on, I believe, July 31st, 1999. I added them up, and that was my question.
makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, does it?
Yeah, it's solid. Yeah,
because
solid
we were looking
reasoning.
For, like, personal reasons mm-hmm. that we love a number. What did you pick, Allie?
33. Yeah, because I was sent to school in Los Angeles as a child in a Larry Bird shirt, so I could learn to toughen up.
Your parents hated
yeah.
you.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah.
They uh-huh. did not like you.
But then that became my number for every team I played on, every sports team.
Okay.
So 33.
And mine was 3, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, Kevin, thank
but,
you.
But again, we didn't really win anything, but I feel like it's progress, mm-hmm. as I've never won, even matched one number before.
I do like the idea that Mega Millions odds are 1 in 302 million. Mm-hmm. And Powerball has better chances. Do you guys want to hear what that chance
yes, please.
Is? Yeah. 1 in 292 million. So
wow.
Yeah, pretty
a
good.
A lot better.
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Doesn't look like there's a winner.
All right. So if it rolls over, we're heading toward $1 billion again.
Yeah, going good. Back.
Now, do we hold off and hope that, like, there's no winner now in the next one and just wait for it to grow?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do we waste our time with the numbers on this one?
I see we still buy a ticket,
okay.
but we don't put our heart into it.
Yeah. I see.
Because, what a sucker. Like, $750 million?
Don't want it.
Who cares?
Too small.
Right?
We
so
just wait
gross.
For the B. We wait for the billion.
Pass.
And again. Then once it gets ugh. To a billion, then we're in. We'll pick new numbers. Do we pick new numbers? We keep the same ones.
No,
we,
I say
we match
I say,
two of them.
I say new ones, and then when the old ones hit, we'll be furious.
Okay,
that's a good point.
That's a great point. Yes. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Get up on this with Jensen Karp.
Yep.
Jensen introduces us to new stuff that we may not be aware of yet.
Yep.
Music, apps, anything.
Movies? Podcasts. Mm. This week, it's Halloween themed.
Oh, all right. Oh. Jensen also yesterday brought us on, I found it on YouTube, he brought us Flute Fails. Do you know what this is, Allie?
I was here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday?
Two yeah. days ago.
Okay, it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I'm losing it now.
What if I was here yesterday and you just totally
right?
forgot?
Didn't know the whole time.
And then you were like, that'd Jensen, be sad. Who's Jensen?
Right.
Whoa. Whoa. Plot twist.
And it finally just happens.
Yeah.
And I don't know anyone and I just crawl out.
And reveal you've been in a padded room for 30 years.
Well, we're going to do that today. We're going to make our own.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
no.
why I bring that up. Oh, yes.
Because okay.
I feel like we're musicians.
Yeah.
You have, a recorder? You brought one in?
Yeah, we have one, yes. Dave
we had
one.
Them delivered.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like Sam's. It's not like a used one.
No. Okay. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay. We do have an issue, though. I think
we only have two
recorders.
So who gets to go first?
Oh, so gross.
I think everyone that was here yesterday goes first.
Okay.
That's right. My feeling.
It feels mean and triggering.
We've got your passes for LA Comic Con. We've got RJ Bell talking about week 8 of the NFL. Got a brand new internet roundup. We have Adam Carolla. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Joe Buck about the World Series. That's coming up. We'll take a break and come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie McKay, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin.
Happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Brad Williams did a great job.
Yes, but also one of us got to see a concert and the rest of us didn't.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I know that you're happy to be here, but I also doubt what you're saying.
Mm.
I'm happy to be here today.
Right.
That's why I took yesterday off, because I wanted to be happier not looking at my watch going, Bruno Mars, wrap it up. I got to go to bed. Yeah, it was Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And Boyz II Men opened. And Bruno Mars puts on a really great show, you guys. I know that's shocking.
No.
He is fantastic.
Yeah, full band.
Oh, his band, the Hooligans? Good Lord. The horn and the saxophone and the guitar and, you know, a band with instruments. But I honestly was just shocked at how they're, like, playing full-blown instruments, dancing, jumping around. That was really fun.
Hmm.
Really energetic.
You did post something on your Instagram stories where he is gyrating.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe. I people would tell me this, and I'd go, sure, whatever. It looks like he's pointing at you.
He is.
And gyrating and smiling.
Yeah.
Pointing at you?
Pointing at me.
No, there can't be anyone else.
No, it's insane.
How many people were there?
It was sold out.
Staples Center.
So.
Yeah.
But if
19,000,
20,000.
Go to my stories.
Uh-huh.
He literally points right at me,
mm-hmm.
and he tells me to move my hips.
And then he's gyrating.
And he's gyrating. So All right, I'll just announce it now. I am pregnant from the concert.
You have a Bruno Mars baby.
I have a little Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a littler Bruno Mars. A little redundant.
Oh, we'd have the shortest kids. He is a delight. But yeah, thank you for noticing that.
No worries.
Didn't want to point it out that, dude, he was singing right to me because people sound crazy when they say that. But if you look at the video.
If you doubt the video, you can check it out at Allie McCain. It's M-A-C-K-A-Y.
Yeah.
And then you'll know that he's pointing at her and she's pregnant. Yeah. All of those things
Thank
are true.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you, you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a really great night. That's all I'm saying. Woo! Getting a little boys to men.
Yeah, you have to start smoking. It's weird. Now you're just chilling out.
It's weird, right? All right, guys. Hey, Haunting of Hill House. They're done with the cranes. If it comes back for a season two, which... Let's be honest, it will. Absolutely. Netflix's The Haunting of Hill House, based on the novel by the same name, will have some key changes. Creator Mike Flanagan says he plans to expand the story, but without the Crane family, that's, of course, central to season one.
Right.
Don't you think he'd have to have someone else move into that house and weird stuff?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But with none of them?
None of them.
Well,
beat
I don't
it,
know.
Cranes.
You think? I think he'd have them show up and be like, ugh.
Why? Don't
I'm
live here.
I'm a crane. Ugh.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched all the way through yet. But.
Yeah, but I think he nailed it. Yeah. It was very spooky.
Hey, I'm a crane. Ugh.
Yeah. That's their only
Not
line.
Not the bird, though. The human.
Right. Okay, Jensen didn't watch it at all.
No, it's just the first one.
But that's exciting news, because God knows it's going to be renewed. That show just was gangbusters.
Agreed.
You guys, do you want to work for Madonna?
Not really.
Yeah, I never thought of it.
Well, she has posted a job advertisement on the website Talent Private Staff. She is looking for a private chef to work in her London home, but they also have to be able to travel to Lisbon and her New York City properties. Here's the thing. You need to be suitable for the role and have knowledge of kosher cooking. You don't need to do like full-blown kosher cooking, but you need to know cooking.
That's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing, and that includes a lot more money and different cleaning techniques.
I never learned about kosher kinking in Hebrew school.
No, not yet. Oh, yeah. You got to go to the late night class. But you have to be familiar with the basic rules. So she's just like all of us, right? Like keeps kosher, but she's like not really.
Yeah, my chef has to travel to Libsyn. Yeah, no, I mean, it's all known stuff.
It's crazy. Yeah. How much would you think she would be paying you for that job?
I mean, I would hope it would be at least $100,000.
Yeah.
At very least.
Yes.
Okay.
It's between $110,000 and $140,000 a year, which sounds like great money, but you're living in London, first of all, which is very expensive, and you're working for Madonna.
Yeah, I don't feel like that would be a good work environment.
I don't feel like it would be easy.
Mm-mm.
I don't think she'd be laid back.
Chill.
No.
Like at all.
I don't think so.
No, that's not fun.
I mean, it's an insane amount of money. Then you put all that together and you're like, not worth it.
No.
But if you, if you're interested and you're a chef, I mean, contact her. I'm sure you could just tweet her. She'll probably hire you.
Yeah.
Did you notice Omar had a little spring to his step this morning?
I did.
Yeah.
Seemed a little happier.
Yeah. Because news came out that the situation is going to be able to spend some time at home during the holidays.
Oh, that's
He does
great.
Not have to report to prison until January 15th. I mean, that's great news for Omar, who obviously loves the situation from Jersey Shore.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, of course, was guilty of tax fraud, amounting to nearly $9 million. So he will be going to prison, but it's going to be after January 15th. So I think it's great. He can spend time at home with the family before going to the clink, the big house.
Do courts usually do that just for regular people?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It's the holidays. Let's meet afterwards.
Well, they don't think they're like a flight risk.
Mid-January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
Where would he go?
Yeah.
Right?
He can't leave.
I can't.
The situation.
Come on. The sitch.
Where's he going to go? Italy?
Little Italy.
Oh, yeah.
That's risky.
Guys, some birthdays for you. The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
fire. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, show
You go, girl.
So good. Ciara, who I believe opened for Bruno Mars last night.
Yep.
I mean, did I tell you about Bruno Mars?
He did. Yeah,
like. Pregnant? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Craig Robinson and Samantha Bee, happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
We have Joe Buck on to talk World Series. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are we?
We would be better had the first two games gone differently.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you're seeing how good the Red Sox are, and I think that over the next couple of games, I think it's incumbent upon the Dodgers to show the Red Sox how good the Dodgers are, and I guess we'll just see how it is when it gets back to Dodger Stadium, and it's more National League style ball. They've got right-handed pitchers going, which is better for LA. So we'll see. But Boston's good. They didn't win 108 games by accident. They're a good team.
Joe, why do you hate the Dodgers so much?
Oh, God. Please just put an end to it. Put an end to me. It's every year. You know, it's an easily explained phenomenon, but right. When the local guys go and the national guys show up and you have to get excited for every moment, it's just a different sounding broadcast than Dodger fans or Boston fans are used to. But fill in the blank. I mean, it could be Seattle, it could mm-hmm. be Tampa, it could right. be Philly, it could be, you know, when you don't have a rooting interest like the local announcers have, and I've done both. I've done the local stuff for the Cardinals. It sounds like you're for the other side because you have to get excited when the other side hits a home run. And then it doesn't sound even it sounds that much worse when you're in the other team's home stadium and they're winning.
Right.
There's really nothing you can do. So I can either just be as flat as a pancake or just kind of do my thing. And whoever thinks I'm rooting for the other side can think it. But
well,
it's funny. If you walked with me into Fenway Park, or out of Fenway Park, stuff that said to me about how much I love the Dodgers and hate the Red Sox would blow you away.
Well, I
get
forward
in my way in and out.
I look forward to saying for the next three games, why do you hate the Red Sox so much?
Yeah, exactly.
I really look forward to that.
Exactly, and it's going to sound that way. And then I'll come back to Boston, provided the Dodgers play well in Dodger Stadium, and whatever hate, quote-unquote, that I got in games one and two from the Red Sox fans will be doubled.
Excellent. Joe, you've had this kind of reaction from sports fans pretty much your whole career. Was there a point when you said, maybe I am leaning one way or the other, I'm going to try and fix it and be as neutral as I can? Or that was always happening?
Yeah, it was, I think, early. And I wasn't, it wasn't I was guilty of it. It was that, you know, oh, that sounded really excited when the guy just hit a grand slam. It's kind of, that's calls for an exciting call.
Yeah.
But it does crawl into your head, and then you go, well, I'm just going to tone it down across the board. And I made a call at the end of the World Series in 06 when the Cardinals won and beat Detroit. So it was double for me because I'm from St. Louis. And people in St. Louis, by the way, think I hate the Cardinals and I'm rooting against them. And my World Series call, the clinching out, was the worst in the history of baseball because it was just so flat. And I wanted to be so neutral and I wanted to be so down the middle. And it just sucked.
But that fixed it all.
That drove me crazy. So I just determined, hey, screw it. For the rest of time, however long I'm in there, if a big moment happens, I'm going to yell and scream and, you know, let the people think I'm quote-unquote rooting for whoever, which is just ridiculous.
Do you think the Red Sox, and of course I'm asking you to answer a question that people will hate you for, are better enough than the Dodgers that the Dodgers can't do it here? Or do you think the Dodgers have plenty that they could catch up?
Oh, yeah, no. The Dodgers have plenty. And I think they go back home. We talked to Dave Roberts last night before the game, and he still believes they match up well with Boston, and I do too. I think the problem is the Dodgers last night had 100 home runs sitting on the bench because a left-hander started for Boston. That may change. I mean, I'm wondering if the Dodgers win the next couple of games. You know, they're so worried about matchups, and we've got a lefty going for the other side, so we're going to put our right-handed bats in there. I think eventually you just play the left-handed bats because they're better, more powerful hitters. And it's not like the right-handed hitters are doing anything anyway. So, you know, whether it's Kike Hernandez, Brian Dozier. These guys are not getting huge hits, so you might as well put the power guys in and see if somebody runs into a ball. But like I said, two right-handed starters go in the next 2 days. I think this is the opportunity for the Dodgers to get right back in it, and I believe they will.
Do you think that Dave Roberts can make those choices by himself, or does he get a lot of input from above?
He gets a lot of input from above. And so just know that, you know, if a move happens and it backfires, that move was determined before the game started, and they look at numbers, and it's, you know, it's the new age analytics and the matchups that they want and the defensive positioning. You know, these teams now have, and I guarantee you, and I'm going to ask Dave Roberts prior to game three, they must have a laminating machine in their clubhouse. I've never seen, you know, every time a pitching change happens, a bat boy, who they should get Usain Bolt to be the bat boy, because they need to get somebody to sprint out to the outfield to give the new laminated cards to the outfielders to determine where they're going to play based on who's coming up and based on who's pitching. It's just a new way of playing baseball. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, those numbers don't always take in the human element where, you know, some guy's got to step up and either make a big pitch or get a big hit. Doesn't matter what the numbers say, the human being has to go pull it off.
I always feel like I'm channeling my grandpa when I'm like, analytics are ruining the game. Back in my day, they just knew how to coach.
I feel the same way. And it's, you know, and it's hard for John Smoltz too. It's like, what are we watching? You know, with all the positioning and the moving around and, you know, checking those cards, and it's the new craze in baseball. It is kind of the get off my lawn guy when you start going down that path. But I think there's some validity to it, because I think, again, like I said, these you can have numbers. You can have somebody at MIT or Harvard or somebody spit all these numbers out. But you also have to look at somebody in the eye and say, is this guy ready for this moment? Is this guy overwhelmed by it? Does this guy look like he's locked in the at-bat? Because the other stuff doesn't matter if the answer to those other questions is no.
Is it easier for you to announce a game with all the technology that you have, where you say this guy hits the ball over, you know, second base 37% of the time? You show the graphic, the players move. Does that make it easier on you?
Not easier. I think it brings up another line of discussion. You know, I think, you know, I sit next to a guy that went to the Hall of Fame as a great starting pitcher and as a great reliever, and I think it would drive him nuts to see somebody ground a ball to shortstop and turn around and see nobody there. And that's, I think, the unnerving part of all this stuff is you are overloading one side of the infield most of the time. And if somebody would just step up there, stick the bat out in front of the plate and bunt it over the other side, you've got a guy on. And I still don't know why that doesn't happen. I get it. They're thinking that they're going to run into a ball and hit it 400 feet and hit a home run, but at some point get a rally started, add to a rally. I'm not talking about the Dodgers, I'm talking about a lot of teams in baseball. Just and Christian Yelich did it in the NLCS against the Dodgers. He said, if you're going to overload one side of the infield, I'll just push it over to the other side and get on base and see if it starts something. I can't believe more guys don't do that.
All right, unfortunately, we're running out of time. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Dodger Stadium, and I wanted to ask you, Joe, what are your plans today?
I am literally hanging up, going down to the lobby. I'm still in Boston, getting on a plane, flying to Houston, doing Thursday night football of the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins, then flying overnight to L.A. and doing the Dodgers-Red Sox Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Does that seem healthy to you?
No, not at all.
Pretty chill.
Yeah,
pretty
I chill. Feel like you need to ask Google. Just be like, hey, Google, why is Fox trying to kill me?
Right. Hey, Google, how many cups of coffee can a human being have before he dies? That should be the question.
Well, best of luck tonight, Joe, and thank you for talking to us today. We appreciate it every time you come on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Absolutely, anytime.
You're the best. Thanks.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
First, Jensen is here. Explain what Get Up On This is.
It's very easy. I am on sort of a cusp of things that are about to hit mainstream, or I know things that you may have missed over the past few decades, things that I think you should be up on, and it's called Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
Get up,
every Halloween, people are looking for a new scary movie to enter their rotation.
Right.
People, oh, I've seen this one. There's not a whole lot of new movies that I connect with so much on the horror level.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like the classics, like The Shining and such. But here's the thing. Get-up-ons are not always new.
Okay.
Sometimes there are things over the past few years that you may have missed, mm-hmm. and I'm here to introduce you to it.
Okay.
And this time, it's a 2005 British horror movie written and directed by a guy named Neil Marshall called The Descent.
The Descent?
Yes. Out of the Room, I think only Chip has seen it.
I've seen it.
I did miss that.
Okay. It's a movie that follows six women who are basically spelunking in a cave, and based on some bad turns, they are now forced to survive both rugged conditions and possible creatures inside.
Hmm.
And it is terrifying. You won't recognize anyone in the movie, but it is so scary and deserves a second look. A lot of people may have missed it. All you need to know is that Sarah, the film's main character, gets into a car accident, killing her husband and daughter at the beginning of the movie. And on the year anniversary...
Good times.
Yep, it's a comedy?
Not a spoiler. Okay. Not a spoiler. And on the one-year anniversary, her extreme sports-loving friends decide to take her out on a big cave adventure for the weekend. There's some slight under-the-surface tension between the friends, which you'll learn over the 100 minutes, which I do want to announce is the sweet spot for movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying don't make a movie if you're thinking above 96 to 105 minutes. Because
mm-hmm.
those are the hot. That's,
I'd say 75, 80% of movies are 2.5 hours.
No, I don't want them.
It's crazy.
Throw
it's
them out. Too much movie. And so basically they have the sort of normal mourning that she's having about her family, but also the belief that some of her friends weren't really there when she needed them.
Oh.
That'll play out. But now they've entered a very difficult cave through a narrow passage, and as they enter, it closes behind them. And you have to have this fear of, do they have the right maps? Did they pick the right cave? How are they going to get out?
How do caves close?
When they're really small, rocks can kind of close it up.
Oh, why would people go spelunking?
It's a question you will ask 400 times throughout the movie. Between the unspoken betrayal amongst the women and the very, very scary creatures they encounter, this movie will have you covering your eyes the entire thing. Let's hear a small clip.
Sarah thinks she saw someone back
there. So what?
I don't think I saw someone. I saw someone.
No,
you heard something and you saw what you wanted to see. It's the dark. It plays tricks on people.
Wrong question?
Yeah.
What's in the cave?
This movie rules.
Ooh.
It's so good. Small warning, there is a Descent 2. That's not good at all.
Don't go for that one?
No, I'm getting you up off of that.
Okay.
Marshall had originally planned for it to be men and women to star in the movie, but then realized there are almost no horror movies with an all-female cast and went with this, and I'm so happy he did. It's so good. The director and writer has went on to become an Emmy-nominated director of Game of Thrones. You'll understand why when you watch this. It's currently on Prime Video and Apple, and I highly recommend it. I don't know if you guys have sort of like a hidden secret horror movie, but when people come over during Halloween, this is the one to pop out.
All right.
It's okay. So good. And that was my get up on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I really feel like we're about to nail this.
We're not going
to
regret this at all.
Mm-mm. Am I right?
No. This organic bit deserves it. We're
now,
ready.
Jensen, you found this on YouTube.
Yes.
Right? That's where you brought it to us?
Yeah, there were flute fails. And basically, it's people who've never played the recorder.
A little plastic recorder.
Little plastic recorder before. And then they basically play over a song or a small snippet of a jingle. And it's always awful.
Okay, here's an example.
There.
I mean, I feel like we should have played a worse one because ours are going to be terrible
that
compared to that.
That wasn't that bad comparatively.
All right, here's another one. All right.
Yep.
So we have recorders in our hands, and we're going to try it ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to post it online or no? Yes. All right.
All right.
Allie, you're first.
Okay, here's the thing. We could all pick a really upbeat, fun song and kill it.
Could we?
But what about picking something that's emotional and something that really you relate to?
Mm-hmm. Like My Heart Will Go On?
A lot like that, except it's by Adele.
Oh.
I'd like to do Hello.
Okay.
Wait, we're holding on for that?
With whatever breath she had left.
This is painful.
I think you nailed it.
Right?
Sure. For the purposes of this conversation, you nailed it.
I felt good.
I think it was Adele-like.
Thank you. Kind of Adele adjacent.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Jensen, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I went the other way. I think it's time to celebrate.
Okay.
To mark the concert that Allie saw the other night.
Okay.
I've decided to take on Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson with Uptown Funk.
Here we go.
You are nailing it.
He was doing the hot damn parts as well.
I'm nervous about what could be photoshopped in this bit,
right?
Also. But that was my my Bruno Mars.
Wow.
It's my turn.
That was gorgeous.
As you know, my favorite band of all time, Rage Against the Machine.
Don't do this,
Kevin. So I'm going to rock it.
Don't do it.
Oh, no. On my recorder.
Oh, no.
Oh man, you're going to be in the band.
In his forehead. Here comes the big solo.
Damn you guys.
Here it comes. He's wailing. This might be a seizure, guys. This might not be this important.
Oh, boy.
I feel like they're never getting back together after that.
Oh my god. Now I know what the rage was all about.
Yeah. Kevin, how do you feel?
I feel like I knocked a home run right in the World Series. That's how I feel.
Oh, well, I mean,
bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody's with me?
I think your future with the recorder might unfortunately be the same as the future of the Dodgers right now.
How dare you? We're going to give away tickets to LA Comic Con.
You're right.
I mean, I was rocking it pretty hard.
No, you were slaying it.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
We have tickets for LA Comic Con.
Yep.
Jensen, how are we going to give those away?
This is very easy. I went on to Amazon, the website you may have heard of, went into reviews of comic book movies, and found ridiculous one-star responses.
Oh. So these are people that hate all of the movies that we probably love.
Yeah, and are most likely idiot trolls from other countries. But okay. I did find a bunch of great one-star reviews, so this is the game.
Hey, you, what do? I hop on the internet and write a review. I think this sucks so much. One star for you. One star review. I think this is worse than poo. One star.
lovely theme, huh?
He found a way to put poo in it.
He sure did. Yeah. He does that in everything, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with Gio. Good morning, Gio in Pomona. Pacoima, sorry.
Morning, morning, everybody.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, Gio. Are you a comic head?
I'm pretty much a comic head.
All right. Good. Well, this will help you out. This is the one-star review. Trash. Not good for kids or teens or young adults. I like Ryan Reynolds, but this character ruined his image. Will take a long time to get the bad taste out of my mind to watch more of his movies. The character is trash and not a good example for youth to be watching. One star.
Deadpool.
It is Deadpool.
Deadpool is correct. One star review. Nicely done.
All right.
Hold on, please. Let's go to Brandy in Valencia. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Hey, Brandy, you a comic head?
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
And I have my 10-year-old son here, and he is too.
Okay, he's right. Also a comic
Let
head.
Let me just mention something that I forgot at the beginning, which is that we have five pair.
Yes.
So, Gio already won a pair,
yeah.
And now we're going to Brandy.
Four
and
left.
Can I just mention something? Nobody says comic head.
Oh, no, it's a pretty hot term.
I've tried to stop him from that.
No, it's a pretty, it's a really hot term.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, they use it at all the conventions.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. I was hopeful this would be exciting, humorous, or action-packed with good dialogue. What I found was the action was too loud, and the dialogue was too quiet and not especially interesting. This film has a ton of action, but you have to turn away because it's just a bunch of architecture being rearranged to no great effect. The best part of this entire film came in the end credits when Thor made an appearance plugging his next adventure. Love Cumberbatch, but this film was not for me. It was nice to see Benjamin Bratt in a small role though. Loved him in Law and Order. One star!
All right, what movie is that?
Doctor Strange?
It is!
Doctor Strange is correct. One star with you. You got the tickets. Thank you for playing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Manny from Los Angeles. Hi, Manny.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Manny. Quick question. Are you a comic head?
No one...
Of course.
Oh, great. Good to hear. Here's your review. Short and to the point. Can't believe Vin Diesel did a movie where he repeats the three same words all the whole time. This is one stupid movie. Hope they don't make a sequel. Avoid it. One star.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's
yes.
got it.
Nicely done. He's you win. It. One star
with you. The one with the broom. The little guy that looks like a broom.
It's not a broom.
Yeah, it's the worst.
All right. Broom.
Bobby in Pomona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Bobby?
Are you a comic head?
Quick question. Are you a comic head?
Of course I am.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Way to hear, Bobby. All right, here we go. I had to watch it twice, and not because it was nice. The first time I watched it, I fell asleep in the middle and woke up when it was about over. When I woke up, I wasn't going to give it a second chance, but I did anyway. This time, I was able to stay awake. The second time watching, it was better than the first. I wasn't as bored, but the movie felt dragged on and on and on. It was one of the best scenes, though, was with Abby Ryder Fortson and Paul Rudd. Also, the special effects were awesome. I loved how things were small were made big, and then things that were big were made small. You have to see it for yourself. Even though the only thing I truly enjoyed about it were the special effects, if there's a sequel, I'd give it a watch. One star!
Bobby, your answer.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No, it's...
I mean, he said Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man goes.
He said Ant-Man. It that's goes. Fine.
Yeah, we'll give it to
that's
him.
That's fine.
Right,
we'll give it to
big, it's small.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, you're good.
He's right.
You're going, Bobby. Congratulations. One star with you. All right, let's go to George and Downey. Good morning, George.
Hey, what's going on, party
I mean,
people?
No pressure, but the other four people got them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, I hope you hope you're a comic head, George, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good to hear. This is the worst Marvel movie I've ever seen. I didn't care for Civil War either because it was confusing to kids. Why are the good guys fighting the good guys? Anyhow, this movie, he's not even sexy or cute. I know he's supposed to be a nerd, but come on, the ladies need a nerd that's nice to look at. For some unknown reason, rather than having Gwen or MJ as a love interest, they have a flat character named Liz. Who's Liz? Why?
Spider-Man?
Yeah, he got it. It's technically Spider-Man baby. Homecoming, but I'll give it to him.
Close enough, yeah.
He did like to die.
Nicely done. Thanks for playing the game. One star with you. Man,
I really, really hate you. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. Right now, Ellie is here with What's Happening.
You know how I love lists. Can't get enough of lists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, that's
yes,
Bean.
Yes, Bean.
Okay, that's Bean. Sorry about that. So, Forbes has released their highest paid TV actors list. The top 10 highest paid TV actors.
Okay.
Who you got?
Actors. This is gender based.
It is.
Thank you for asking.
Okay, because I think Sofia Vergara is still very highly paid.
Absolutely. No, these are all dudes.
Flavor Flav!
Just out of the top 10 this
what
year.
What about the kid that plays Manny?
Well, he's
just the Jensen.
His last season,
yeah.
So
he's it's not.
Okay. Top. I will say the dad on that show, Modern Family.
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill came in at number 6 with $14 million. Not bad. Not
great.
Bad at all, Ed.
I will move on to from The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's technically Parsons is top though.
Yes.
And where is he at?
He has topped.
Wow.
The list this year. That's for the fourth year in a row, by
yeah.
the way. He makes about $26.5 million pre-tax income.
Ugh.
Not bad.
No, but after taxes, it's like a couple of $100.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Guy's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you are correct with that whole cast because he came in number one.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory came in number two with mm-hmm. $25 million. And then tied for third with $23.5 million apiece were Simon Helberg and Kunal Nayar.
Yeah.
So not bad all right. at all.
What about Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon isn't quite there just
yet. To me, he
Hopefully.
Should be number one.
Hopefully, yeah.
If he's on the air for another 20 years, maybe.
Oh, yeah. When he's middle-aged Sheldon, he's going to be rolling the dough.
You do have number 7, 8, 9, and 10 left.
Oh, we haven't guessed
okay.
yet.
Yeah.
How about animated voices?
Like
no. The Simpsons?
No.
Okay.
No.
What's another? I mean, I can't believe Young Sheldon falls out of the top 10. It's
any
garbage.
Of the SVUs?
No.
Criminal Minds?
No.
Who else?
Oh, you know what? Just
ah.
kidding. Top 5 is one of those kind of shows. NCIS, Mark Harmon.
Whoa.
He earned $19 million
is
from the CBS
right?
show NCIS.
Wow.
So my bad. So yeah, we have number 7, 8, 9, 10 left.
Not Donnie Wahlberg, Blue Bloods?
Not Donnie on Blue Bloods. You were in the right area though before.
Oh, I think I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the guy who plays the young doctor? What's his name?
Sheldon?
Not Doogie Howser.
Oh, Freddie Highmore?
Yeah, Freddie Highmore.
No.
No.
No, it is
Freddie Highmore should get more money then.
It's a great show.
Young Sheldon. What are we talking about?
Why are you
stuck on Young Sheldon?
Because I want
it's
him
not
to be
on the
rich.
List. No.
I want Young Sheldon to be rich.
Right, but he's not on the list.
No, but I want him to buy as many cars as he wants.
Okay.
I want him to live a Silver Spoons-esque life.
Oh, have a train in his house.
What other shows have been on for a long time? Those are the ones where they're going to make the dough.
Maybe one of the guys you already mentioned is on one of those shows.
Ed Rico
O'Neill.
Oh, it's Stone Street?
Yep.
Okay.
Came in at number 7 with $13.5 million.
And then the other guy. Come on, guys. Help me out. The other guy who's on...
Jesse Tyler
his
Ferguson?
Partner,
yes.
Came in... His partner. You're
yeah.
right. Yeah. $13 million at number 8. And then Ty Burrell.
Yeah.
Number 9
it's
with
all
$12
just three
million.
Shows, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the shocking one. Number 10 used to be Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
He has been ousted... By someone I did not...
A little
not,
less work this year.
Yeah,
a little bit less. But by someone that I definitely didn't think was making this much money.
Young Sheldon.
It is not Young Sheldon, for the love of God.
Definitely didn't think.
It's a show that Kevin loves.
Walking Dead.
Yep.
Rick Grimes, that guy. Nope. Oh, you don't know, Daryl, that guy.
I mean, she doesn't watch the show.
Oh.
Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln.
Yes.
Andrew Lincoln.
Is he Rick Grimes?
Yes.
Yeah, him.
But I didn't know his name, so.
There's some rumors going on.
$11 million,
This is his
guys.
Last, too, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's his last.
He announced that.
For
yeah.
sure. But $11 million?
Yeah.
Not bad. What are you thinking?
Good for them.
Why would you leave, right?
Kevin Spacey made $48 this year. So I don't know where that falls in the list.
Maybe. Yeah. By the way, if the list had included women, Big Bang Theory's Kaylee Cuoco would have cracked the top 5 as well because she makes about $26 million a year.
Wow. Not Sofia Vergara?
Huh. It just had her on this list. They haven't released the female side of that list, but I guarantee she is up there.
Yeah.
If not number one, very close. I should have come back as a really gorgeous actress on Modern Family.
I mean, that would have helped.
It would have been awesome. I mean, mostly for you guys, right?
Right.
Would have been cool. So did you guys see the picture of a thief in Blackpool, England? They were looking for this suspect. They had him on camera. And everybody, when they saw the picture, they were like, that's Ross from Friends.
It looks spot on.
It's crazy how much it looks like him. Well, David Schwimmer, now getting into the action, he wound up posting hashtag it wasn't me. Officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York. To the hardworking Blackpool police, good luck with the investigation. And then he included video of him basically recreating the same scene of him stealing stuff, which was amazing.
It looks just like him.
So much like him.
It's unbelievable.
I posted the picture on Wednesday and then put in it, we were on a break, thinking people would understand that I think it looks like Ross from Friends.
Yeah. Right.
Every comment was like, oh my God, he actually looks like the guy Ross from Friends. Hey, do you think that guy looks like David Schwimmer? What did people think I meant by we were on a break?
I don't know. I assume they were confused.
Sound like people who leave one-star Amazon reviews.
Right?
They might be, you guys. Jensen, you seem like this type of guy.
No.
You make people take off their shoes when they enter your house?
I don't.
No?
No, I would, though. It's a good thing to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad trait.
Yeah. What about you, Kevin?
I do not.
All right. Well, according to a recent University of Houston study, more than 26% of shoes worn inside the home are contaminated with something called C. diff. That's a bacterium that can cause stomach pain and explosive diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Woo!
I don't want those two words ever together.
Yeah, they're not good. So they're saying it's obviously very concerning if you have a young child or elderly relative living with you because their immune systems are weaker.
So leave the shoes outside?
Leave the shoes outside.
Okay.
And then in pipes infectious disease physician Dr. Adagila, who says, yeah, even if you remove your shoes, the inside of your home is still covered with germs, so there's probably just as much bacteria on your socks or bare feet as there were on your shoes. So basically,
he's a dick.
Your whole house is disgusting and you should just burn it down.
Yeah, don't ever blacklight anything in your house.
Never.
Yeah.
No. Right. But they do say vacuum or clean the carpet at least once per week and air out your home because the air quality is usually worse inside your home than it is outside.
Questionable.
Why do we have homes?
Everything is accessible.
Essentially it. I had friends that we all went over for a party and they had us take off our shoes and they gave us little booties.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, well, that's serious. And they're like, well, we just got our floors done. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You don't want scuff marks on your floor.
Right.
A year later, I went back and they gave booties and I was like, you get your floors redone? They're like, no, we never got our floors done. We just really don't want your feet on our floors.
They just didn't want to tell you that.
Shady.
Wow.
Right?
Was it just you or was it other people as well?
It was other people. Oh. However,
I thought they were like, Allie has poo shoes. Yeah.
Ew, I'm poofy.
Poofy.
Gross.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's going on in your life that you're like, here's some booties? And what are they doing with the booties after? Maybe that's something.
Selling them on eBay?
Like a weird kink, right?
Yeah. My Real Allie McKay booties.
I don't think it was mine.
Worn.
K-Rock,
Kevin and Bean.
I don't think that would go for anything.
KTLA. I'm putting up all the search words.
Oh, well, that might get it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I was on WikiFeet for a minute. Anywho, some birthdays for you. Nancy Cartwright, she's the voice of Bart Simpson. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ciara, Craig Robinson, Samantha Bee, and Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
fire. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, show the world. You go, girl.
R.I.P. that guy, right? And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Time to talk football with RJ Bell.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Now, are we skipping over last week and just moving on, or how's that going to work, RJ?
Here's what I suggest.
Okay.
Let's do what I call a thought experiment.
I see. Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 5 years ago, someone started listening to Kevin and Bean, and they said, boy, this RJ sounds smart. I am going to bet $100 on every pick that he made.
Right.
All right? Now, year one goes by, two, three, four, we're in year five. Imagine they have a stack of $100 bills.
Right.
Maybe it's about, 15, 16 inches high, the stack.
Okay.
Now, yesterday they had, or last week, they had to peel off two and hand it to the bookie.
Because you lost two. You lost two and you pushed one.
Yeah. Are they happy or are they upset?
I mean, I assume that you want me to say they're happy because they're still up.
Yeah, that big stack of hundreds probably makes it, makes it okay.
All right, RJ Bell, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at RJ Bell, and he is the official odds for the AP. What do you got for us this week, RJ?
Yeah, it's actually RJ Bell, someone else, at RJ in Vegas.
Oh, sorry.
No, no worries. Vegas is the key to the brand, remember that.
Gotcha.
First pick, big dog. Is the Packers. Now, when we say big dog, they're 9.5-point underdogs to Los Angeles Rams. That's the biggest underdog Aaron Rodgers has ever been in his career. And there's only been four other times he's been a dog of 6 or more points. Aaron Rodgers is 4-0 in those games. Now, Green Bay's off a bye, historically very good off a bye. And listen, Rams are really good, no doubt. But they have New England, Green Bay does, next week. So if they don't beat the Rams, or if they don't beat New England, they're going to be below 500 halfway through the season, 8 games in.
Right.
So Green Bay's motive, it's not like, oh, let's let this one go. They need to play really hard in this game. And as we mentioned, Rams are mighty good, but they're off 3 straight road games. And when you play that 4th game at home after 3 road games, historically that's a losing situation. Our big dog of the week, Packers plus 9.5.
But yet you keep doubting the Los Angeles Rams, RJ. And I understand you're not betting them to lose, but this would be another week where you say they can't beat them again by that. I'm telling you, I'm holding you to it.
I agree with you, but here's a quick thing. If you actually bet against the best team in the league and bet on the worst team in the league the whole season,
yeah,
you would probably win money because people overreact to how good the best team is, mm-hmm, and vice versa.
All right, let's see.
All right, you're best bet is San Francisco 49ers at Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, so 49ers are pick 'em. I mean, just pick the winner, and we like the 49ers. Now, football fans might remember, a couple weeks ago, Arizona actually beat the 49ers in San Francisco. That's true, but Arizona benefited from 5 extra turnovers, which is a lot of luck in that. Teams that are plus 5 in turnovers in a given game win over 96% of the time. But the fact was, San Francisco had double the yards in the game. Double. So San Fran outplayed Arizona, but Arizona won the game. So now the public looks at the scoreboard, but the pros are looking and say, wow, San Fran should have won that game. And you add in the extra motivation of having lost a game, San Francisco did. They should have won. They want to get revenge here. You add that up. And then there's one more factor. Neither of these teams are going to make the playoffs.
Right.
So now it's how good is the coach? Shanahan, an elite coach from San Francisco. There's a guy named Wilkes who's the coach in Arizona. He's struggling. I think that's another edge, the coaching edge. Best bet of the week. 49ers, pick them.
I think I will bet that as well, even though I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan, because they're terrible.
Not great.
And your big game this week.
Big game, and this is a big one, Saints-Vikings. Now, any NFL fan is going to remember the miracle in Minneapolis where the Saints had that game to go to the NFC Conference Finals, but there was that miracle play. You might remember Minnesota ended up winning. So the basic mainstream media narrative, now I know you guys are mainstream media, so I'm not going to judge you.
Okay.
Right? No. But that basic narrative is, oh my gosh, it's revenge time for the Saints. Maybe. But the Saints are in a great spot this season. They've been winning. Minnesota needs this game more, and it's the old spinal tap. You might remember. Does the amp go past 10? Right? No. So both teams are max motivated. Also, Saints are off a tough win against the Ravens on the road. Now they're on the road again. That's only happened to the Saints 10 times since 2012. They're 2-8 straight up. So 2 straight road games, not a good thing for the Saints. Minnesota is playing better. Big game of the week. Vikings, pick them at home over the Saints.
All right, so your bets are big dog, Green Bay Packers plus 9.5 over the LA Rams. Best bet, San Francisco at the Arizona Cardinals. And big game is Minnesota Vikings, pick them with New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
Again, you can follow him on Twitter at RJInVegas. Pregame.com is the website. The podcast is called RJ Bell's Dream Preview, and there's a daily radio show as well, straight out of Vegas with RJ Bell. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
Thank you. Bye. 'Cause he's RJ Bell.
Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
What's going on over there, Dave?
We've already broke the studio.
What's happening? You're destroying a microphone?
Mics
a mic
mess.
Fell off. It fell off. Okay. It fell off the arm.
You should have to hold it like Michael Buffer.
Agreed, yeah. Just hold on to it the whole time. It's time for a brand new internet roundup with a brand new theme.
It's the internet roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the internet roundup. This'll get you wound up.
Have you ever wanted to see a dog open a door?
Yes!
Well, you don't have to wait anymore. Ooh. You missed a couple viral things living on the web, mm-hmm. So listen, we pulled a couple of clips for you then. These are some memes and songs worth a look that you'll forward to your mother to post on Facebook. Mostly the net is a garbage time suck, but here are some clips that we like very much.
It's the internet roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the internet roundup. This'll get you wound up.
All right, we put like, how many do we put up per week, Gabe? We put up like
at least
12 to 15?
Yeah, 12 to 15 a week.
We only have time to play highlights from some of them. The first one is a little girl who's just trying to get Alexa to play that Baby Shark song.
Ugh.
She's desperate to hear that song.
So cute, though.
And Alexa is not playing along with her.
Alexa, baby. Chair.
Baby chair. Explicit isn't included with Prime, but is available with Amazon.
Alexa, play baby chair. Play baby chair.
Sure, baby. Hold back. I'll say anything on Amazon Music.
Alexa. Alexa.
Getting pissed.
Baby shark.
Here's a sample of Baby Shark. By Johnny Only.
And she starts dancing. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Wouldn't it be better, so though, if it was Baby Got Back as one of the examples? Like, if that's what Alexa heard. It's a, I like big butts.
Or if you're yes. Baby Shart.
This is Billy on the Street, another one of our favorite guys to feature on this.
My favorite.
He is with Tiffany Haddish this time.
Hey, guys, it's Billy, and I'm gay.
And I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I'm black.
It's a new day in Hollywood where diversity is finally being celebrated. So Tiffany and I have decided we want to do a more diverse remake of the classic Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus. Tiffany and I are going to play two of the three main witches, and we're about to hit the streets to find someone to play the third witch to round out our more diverse cast. Are you ready, Tiffany?
She ready!
Let's go!
Billy on the Street!
Sir, it's Tiffany Haddish.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're going to make a more inclusive Hocus Pocus. Are you straight and white?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. We need Asian witches.
Hi.
Wouldn't it be a bit? We're redoing Hocus Pocus with Tiffany Haddish. Where are you from?
China.
China. I'd love a Chinese witch.
Me too.
Oh, okay. And are you straight or gay?
I'm lesbian.
Yes! Yes! Chinese lesbian witch! Crazy witch Asian!
Crazy witch Asian. That's a genius.
Honest Trailers does like they do, and they destroy movies that you might love, but every time they give you this kind of review, you sort of agree with what's going on. This time, the movie Halloween.
Before you see Halloween, the sequel to the original Halloween, but not Halloween 2, and definitely not this other movie called Halloween 2. Okay, wait, let me start over. Before you see the third Halloween 2, that's right, isn't it? Be sure to revisit Halloween, the first one, not the new one, and not the other movie called Halloween. Oh, boy, this franchise is a mess.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah.
And finally, we have, why do people hate the word?
I wouldn't even watch it. Nope.
What's the word, Allie?
I'm not saying the word. I saw that this was one
why
of the
do
ones.
They hate?
I'm like, I'm not even going to click on it.
It's a universal thing.
It is. True. It's true, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
The word is moist.
Did you hear that?
She gagged just for a second.
Scientists have discovered that the way it sounds isn't the biggest problem. Moist is part of a phenomenon known as word aversion. It refers to words with an inoffensive meaning, yet when you hear them, like crevice and phlegm, they have the unique power to disgust people. But there's one word we find most disgusting of all. Moist.
Oh!
Moist.
That was the opposite
moist.
Of ASMR.
Moist. Moist.
In 2012, for example, Twitter users voted on the word that should be eliminated from the English language completely. Out of more than 250,000 words in the English language, moist was the clear winner, or loser in this case.
Allie, I think you missed some of the moist there in the middle because you took off your headphones.
As soon as I heard the sound, I'm done.
Why?
Done. It's awful.
It's so odd, though. I do find it odd because it doesn't do anything to me, but it really does offend a lot of people.
It's not a hot word. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not a sexy thing.
What's that word again?
Moist.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. It's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. You can go to kevinandbean.com.
It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
It's time to talk to Adam Carolla. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Adam is a guy I've known for a long time, and you can throw out any topic, and he can talk for an hour straight. Which is why I found it fascinating to go to your Twitter, because on Twitter, one, maybe two words, maybe, he'll just say, true, LOL, tomorrow, one word all the way down in his Twitter.
Well, he's you know, saving energy. He's conserving.
Sounds great. Enjoy. It's amazing how few words you use on Twitter. Is it because you're out? Because you talk so much in real life?
No, you know this about me, Kevin. I was warehoused at a free-range school as a kid, and I'm functionally illiterate.
Right.
So I can't type, and I can't spell. And people, when you misspell a word, like if you spelled here wrong, or you gave them the wrong there, they always come back in Twitter shame. They spell shame you. And I am revert back to a shy sixth grader who was standing at the chalkboard. And the teacher told me, write boys and girls. It's the PE schedule. And I wrote boys. And then I wrote girls. G-U-R-L. And everyone started laughing at me. So I tend to do a lot of talking and very little typing.
I'm just the opposite of you in that I write a lot and I spell a lot of things wrong. And a lot of people make fun of me for that.
You're fully committed.
But I keep going, yes. Adam, what do you got coming up? You got your Adam Carolla show someplace?
Yeah, I think I'm at the Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. We're doing a live podcast there. I think it's the 30th of November, but you might have somewhere.
Now, when you talk with Rob Riggle, is it about sports? Because he's a huge sports fan.
Football guy.
He is, but he's just a dude from Kansas. Like, he was a Marine.
Right.
He was a pilot. He was, I think, the only Marine on Manhattan Island during 9/11. Like, he was stationed on Manhattan when 9/11 hit.
Is that right?
You know, yeah, he has a kind of a crazy story, you know? Most comics, their stories go, I smoke a lot of pot, I struggle with my sexuality, and I tell jokes at night.
Right.
Rob Riggle is like full-blown Marine, like worked in a John Deere factory. Like, he's a dude and a half. He's like the Mike Rowe of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he was active until like 2 years ago.
Doing stand-up?
No, I'm saying as a Marine.
Oh, active as a Marine?
Yes.
2 years ago?
Yes. He just retired.
I never heard of a Marine being posted on Manhattan.
He may have been, and you can talk to him about it or look it up. It's kind of an interesting story. He may have been like the one guy, because I think he may have been working as a recruiter
on
the island. And he was like the one Marine on the island when the Twin Towers were struck by those airplanes, if you could imagine that position.
It's got to be frustrating for Rob Riggle, because every time somebody finds out he's a Marine, they go, really? You're a Marine? Really?
And he already puts up with everywhere he goes, people going, you're that guy. Right? You're that guy.
And people find it hard to believe, because he's funny. And like you say, he's an average, everyday guy. They find it hard to believe that he's actually was a Marine.
Yeah, I know people have a hard time with almost everything that didn't happen 10 minutes ago. Like, you know, whenever people say to me, how'd you meet Jimmy Kimmel? And I'd go, I was his boxing instructor. And they go, you? Oh, come on. Get out of here. And I go, yeah. And then I go, I was a carpenter before that. And they go, carpenter? Get out of here.
They don't believe anything you say.
Well, there's a weird thing that if you do comedy, you can do nothing else. Like, if Jeff Ross said, oh, yeah, I used to fight a little MMA, you'd go, get out of here. And you'd be right.
Yeah.
Like, most your Jeff Rosses and your Sarah Silverman, they don't really do anything but comedy. But then there's a whole branch of the military, pardon the pun, that does a bunch of other stuff. But it, once you say you do stand-up, people just tell you to get the hell out of here, no matter what you say.
That is
like the...
Sorry, go ahead.
If I go, I drove my son to school this morning, they'll go, get out of here.
I mean, that is how we met Adam, is we were having a fight, and Jimmy Kimmel needed a trainer. Mm-hmm. One of us needed, mm-hmm. somebody else needed a trainer, I don't know who. And Adam's like, I can help train. And then he met Jimmy, and he did some training with Jimmy, and then Jimmy goes, hey, you guys should have this guy on, he's pretty funny. And that's how we ended up with Adam Carolla on the show.
It's weird you guys didn't go with Jeff Ross.
Yeah, he was an MMA guy.
MMA. Yeah.
I think that was just an example.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff Ross's stand-up game wasn't as strong back then. And
got it.
He was more of a, you roll with him, but his ground and pound was strong, his grappling was strong, his Muay Thai was strong, but his stand-up game wasn't as strong back then. So I ended up getting the job because it was a boxing match.
Understand.
Got it.
And let me ask you a question, Adam, because you've always been funnier than we have. So when we first met you, it was on Jimmy's word that you were funny. When you came into the Kevin and Bean show, what was your first impression about us?
I've been listening for years. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan, and I really just wanted to see the inside of the studio. So my first impressions of radio is how cheap everything was. Yeah. My first impressions of radio was like, Kevin, you park under the building, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bean, your car's on the street. Why are you parked on the street? It's like, I don't want to pay the $22 a month. But you're the morning show. Don't they give you a parking space? You know, for $22 a month they do, and I don't want to pay it. And Frank Murphy not wanting to give validation tickets to any of the guests who came on the show.
Oh, that's so like, funny. We were just talking about Frank Murphy not paying for the bill when you eat dinner with him.
The funny thing is you'd have Billy Idol, and he'd be standing in like Frank Murphy's office, and he just played an acoustic set in the studio. And he'd be like, I'm parked under the building. And Frank would be like, you're going to have to take care of that. someone would come in and go, Frank, there's a whole bunch of validations in your desk drawer. Just give it to him. And he'd be like, well, I'll give you a one.
I've never met anyone like him before in my entire life. He's the cheapest person that I've ever met.
Well, he also thought those were his validations for his parking spot.
They did, yeah.
His building. Jimmy said to me, he said, do a character, call in and do a character. And then he said, you can do it. Kevin and Bean probably won't like it. And it'll probably be the only time you can do it. That's what he said.
That was his encouraging words for you?
Well, I think he had tested the waters, and he said, I'm not even going to tell Kevin and Bean. You just call in Monday morning as this character, and they're probably not going to think it's funny. That was it.
Wow, that's a tough room right there.
I know, but you guys liked it enough to have me call in the following week.
Well, of course. You're a boxing trainer that's hilarious. I mean, we've never met anyone like that before in our entire lives.
I don't know that you knew was the boxing coach the first time around.
You don't know that I knew you were the box? Yeah, I do, because Jimmy came in and said, hey, the guy that's my boxing coach is really funny.
Oh, okay. And, well, he didn't tell me. He said, I'm not going to tell him who you are. I don't want him to think you're the boxing coach.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was playing both sides, but it worked out for everybody.
That's the Jimmy I know.
It worked out for everybody. Adam Carolla, again, is doing the Adam Carolla Show live podcast. It's Friday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at the Grove of Anaheim with Marine Rob Riggle. Mm-hmm. You can follow Adam Carolla on Twitter at Adam Carolla. He tweets in one-word sentences. And you can buy tickets at axs.com or adamcarolla.com as well. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
for one last look at what's happening with Allie.
We've been dropping the ball on Halloween spooks.
Yeah, it's a shame, but we don't have it.
I feel like...
We don't have...
Oh, no. I had Chip pull it.
I looked for it.
No, we haven't.
No, I had Chip pull it up.
I looked for it for a long time, and I couldn't find it.
I feel like with Bean not here, he'd be the one to play it, and I know that you want to play it.
I looked.
And you looked, so I had Chip double look.
Oh, I see.
And look.
Oh, there it is.
Here we go.
That's all we have. I wish we had more. I wish we did, because I love the whole song.
Turn up a little bit.
Give it a little more?
What?
No, they keep going.
Yeah, they keep going.
But I don't think we...
Okay. Yeah, I think we have it. See? There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that buzzing is. It's weird.
Now he's gargling. It doesn't bother you that he's gargling?
No, he's technically drowning. I think he's drowning.
Drowning, okay. Oh. What about the noise she's making?
Well, you don't want to know that.
Actually, the sound was motorboating. This is her reaction.
I can't keep doing that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't.
Kevin, where's your Halloween spirit?
I did well. I played it for like a minute.
Okay.
You're right.
Right?
You're right. Okay.
Nothing happier than Halloween spooks.
Right.
So good. It is so good.
By so good, you mean horrible.
Have you ever been at like Knott's Berry Farm and all of a sudden you hear it just like coming from a tree?
No.
Oh yeah, they play it there. It's good. It is good. You guys, the 10-episode fifth season of a wonderful show on Comedy Central, the final season, has a premiere date. I am talking about Broad City.
I like that show.
It's a great show. It is returning on January 24th. And I'm really bummed. It's the final one.
Yeah.
But 10 episodes, I'm okay with that. We have to have those two ladies back in. They're a hoot.
They're hilarious.
We love them. Abby and Alana. Good people.
Yeah, they are great.
So I just want to remind everybody, no Powerball winner last night in the drawing. The next drawing will be Saturday night. And as of right now, the jackpot has grown to at least $750 million. That's $750 million up for grabs.
Are we buying tickets for this one or are we waiting?
We have to.
Tomorrow, let's pick our numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tomorrow.
The official Kevin and Bean numbers.
Right. New Powerball numbers for tomorrow. By the way, the odds of winning Powerball, better than Mega Millions, which is pretty nice. It's 1 in 292.2 million. So, that's a chance.
But here's the thing. The guy that won the $1.6 billion had the exact same odds as we do.
Absolutely.
I had one a little more likely because I had bought two tickets.
That is true. That's how odds work.
You almost had a lock on it.
Yes.
Nope.
Whoa. That was jarring. The average American, by the way, spends about $223 per year on lottery tickets. And the state with the biggest taste for playing the odds, Massachusetts, they spend about $763 per year on lottery tickets.
Wow.
And
they just want to get the hell out.
Well, yeah. It's cold.
That's a lot.
It's cold. Yeah, North Dakotans, opposite end of the spectrum, they spend about $44 per year on lottery. And I had a woman that streams from North Dakota. I should have looked it up right before this. I apologize. But she sent me a message and said, yeah, we have other things to do, like drink. So if there's still wine on the planet, that's what we're spending our money on.
I hear that.
As we all know, Boston, who spends the most on lottery tickets, no drinking out there.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
They're busy.
I don't know that's a really painful sound right there.
Why is this happening? So you guys, we're coming up on cold and flu season, right? Mm-hmm. People getting sick all around us. Even right now, people are very sick. So you have to share a space with a coworker who's sick. How do you tell them to get out of your space without being rude? Well, etiquette expert William Hansen tells metro.co.uk
murder. Just do that.
That it's fine to murder
okay,
someone.
All right, good.
But honestly, when I read this, I was like, etiquette expert, ugh, what are they even going to say? Here's what this person says. What you have to remember is that it's bad manners for someone to go somewhere when they are ill and can spread germs. So I wouldn't worry too much about pussyfooting around and offending them.
Interesting.
Thank you, etiquette expert. You're like, suck it. You're sick. Stop being a D-bag. Beat it, kid.
Right.
So.
Also, just throw pussyfooting into normal conversation.
I do love a good pussyfoot. I do. I've said that for years. But yeah, when people show up and they're sick, I get it. People need to work. We need the money. Maybe we don't have childcare at home. Whatever. Childcare at home? That okay, no, you should be at work. Anyway, what I'm saying is don't go to work sick. Just don't. It's so bad.
Also, it's not that hard to cover your mouth when you cough. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not to get other people sick. It's not that hard. It's
supposed to go into the elbow.
Into the elbow, which it's really strange because I feel like we all learned that within the last few years.
Yeah.
What were we doing our whole lives coughing into our hands?
Yeah, that it seems like we were probably just passing along germs.
Yeah, so much more.
Very possible, yeah.
Yeah. So feel free not to be rude to your coworkers.
Feel free to be rude.
No, just be like murderous instead. Like you don't have to worry about them, just murder them.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
I think that's what we're saying.
Okay.
You guys. And in case you missed it, Jensen's upset.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't kill off Manny from Modern Family.
Well, still got time. Season's not over.
You're a terrible human being for wanting that.
Very odd. Uh-huh. It is very odd. Yeah. Well, we found out in September from co-creator Christopher Lloyd. He told Entertainment Weekly that a significant character on the series was going to die in the show's 10th and likely final season. Well, that happened last night. Turn down your radio if you don't want to find out, because at the beginning of last night's special Halloween episode,
everyone on the show died.
Everyone died in a house explosion. It was very
That'd be such a great way for that show to end. You're
it
just
would
watching
be
it.
Very
it's
Modern
funny.
Family. Right?
Everyone's like, oh, they're gay and they're married, and then these people and these kids and.
That would be awful.
Big cloud of smoke.
You don't feel like that would be met with a good response.
And then the credits, and then.
That is a pretty tune. Well, Claire, played by Julie Bowen, gets an unexpected phone call from her stepfather informing her that her mom has passed away. So Dee Dee Pritchett, played by Shelley Long, is the one that we lose in this season. But we find out at the end of the episode that Dee Dee died peacefully in her sleep. So the next bit of shows, I'm sure, talking about grief and how the family has to deal with that. So I'm sorry,
Jensen. Sophia Vergara's like, he's so bad and we have a diet.
He's so cute, Dad. Is she from Italy?
Yeah.
No?
For some reason, yes.
He get a pizza. Somebody died. A man is alive. Barely.
Good Lord. So, that's pretty much it. And in case you missed it earlier, we've been talking all week about how Kevin and Bean hate animals in costumes. Don't dress up your dogs. You're evil people.
I mean, because your dogs don't like it. We care about pets.
Yes.
You guys care about your Instagram because they look cute. I'm not denying they don't look cute. I'm saying they're cute.
But how do you feel about...
They don't like it.
How do you feel about babies? Like babies in pumpkin costumes?
Like Ann Geddes photos? Like a baby in a pea pod? I think those are cute, too.
I think they're adorable.
Probably they don't know. They're fine.
Okay. I don't think there's anything cuter than a baby in a pumpkin.
Okay.
Sorry, there's
Where
a point
are we going
to this.
With this? Okay.
There is a point.
Good.
You have backing from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC is urging chicken owners not to dress up their fowl. Mm. The organization says costume chickens run the risk of infecting people with a potent strain of salmonella. So far, at least 92 people in 29 states have been affected with the strain of multi-drug resistant salmonella after coming into contact with raw chicken products. Mm. And I know it's dumb, but I really had no idea that you could get salmonella from live chickens just walking around.
I didn't either.
You can. Hmm.
Apparently, they're just dirty birdies.
Yeah, they have disgusting dirt talons. Do you know what I mean?
That yes. is a great band name. So, yeah, don't dress up your chicken.
Yeah. I tried to get people not to dress up their pets this week. I really fought a valiant battle.
But an easy way to
and I
show
got
Kevin.
Slapped down. Yeah. Yeah. Hard an by easy everybody.
Way. An easy way to prove he's wrong is to tweet at him.
I don't think
or tagging him on Instagram.
We don't
the Kevin Ryder.
We don't need any of that.
Include, how many pictures do you think you got sent over 150? The last few days?
Yeah, so far.
At any point though, when you looked at the picture, were you like, "All right, that's pretty cute"?
I told you at the very beginning, mm-hmm. they're cute.
Yeah,
but they don't like it. So I care about the pet, and I would say they don't like it, so don't put him in a costume.
He thinks he cares about the pets more than us.
I think
that's what he's saying, and I find that hard to believe.
And yet I was slapped down by everyone, mm-hmm. and there's no one on my side. So I'm just going to give that one up.
Good times.
You guys win.
Buddy. Yay, we won, Jensen.
I saw a dash hound yesterday
uh-huh.
with a cape on.
Oh,
I applauded.
Yeah. So... was it like a specific superhero or just a cape?
No, just a cape.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah. Like Captain Weenie.
Yeah.
I like him. I like it, you guys. We didn't ask Adam Carolla today about his hatred of Dodger dogs.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not part of our show.
I didn't
he could do it on
like,
his
okay.
show.
Okay. All right.
I didn't feel like that was necessary.
Sorry. No. Sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah. Would have liked to maybe get Joe Buck's opinion.
I mean, why was I the only one that told Joe Buck to stop hating on the Dodgers?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Why was like you guys could have been
hate
like,
the
right?
Dodgers so much?
What's wrong with you, Joe Buck? But instead, he's like, that dumb bee. That's what he said.
He didn't say that at all.
Oh, I've heard it. Some birthdays for you. The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, Chad Smith.
Nope.
That's under the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I don't think that's anything.
Happy birthday to Ciara, Craig Robinson, Samantha Bee, and Katy Perry. Baby,
oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
Katy Perry has any idea how much we play that and then Muggs yelling Walk the Moon
at
Katy Perry.
I doubt it. We're on her radar at all.
Wonder if Jonah Hill.
Who we were supposed to have on.
Yeah. Today.
Jonah Hill.
Was it today?
Jonah Hill, who went on Charlamagne's The Breakfast Club and said that they were his favorite show, and then said, it's not like I go into every radio show like Kevin and Bean and tell them that they're my favorite.
We're the example of a bad show.
But just so it's out there, we did find an old clip of Jonah Hill coming in here and saying that Kevin and Bean was his favorite show.
You're lying.
Somebody tweeted that to me, and I was like,
no, sir.
I don't even care just because I thought it was funny. So it doesn't matter to me that he said
but
that.
But he wasn't like he just canceled our radio appearance. He canceled all of them, but it would have been very fun to play him that clip.
Yes, it would have been.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I'm just still hurt by Jonah. Still hurt.
Kevin and Bean. When he said it was great.
But I do love that, you know, people listening to The Breakfast Club were like, there's no such show as Kevin and Bean.
Someone
That's
tweeted today.
They're in
Someone
New York.
Tweeted today and was like, there's a real Kevin and Bean
Why
show.
Why would you say that? Makes no sense.
That's so good. All right, that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including UFC fighter Derek Lewis. You might know him from...
My balls was hot.
You might know him from that. He's going to join us in studio. We've got comedian Adam Devine. We've got tickets for the LA Comic Con and more tickets for you for the K-Rock Halloween Ball with Incubus tomorrow morning.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.